Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It's Monday, January 6th, and I want to just put the modicum time period in some perspective. In just 17 weeks, vote-by-mail ballots will have already been cast for the 2025 primary election. These 5 months, they're going to go by just like that, and for those who speak of a governor's race in absolute certainties, here's a spoiler alert. Nobody knows what the next 5 months will bring. There's six candidates in the Democratic race: Raz Baraka, Steve Fulop, Josh Gottheimer, Mikey Sherrill, Sean Spiller, and Steve Sweeney. I don't see the field growing, but it's not likely to shrink anytime soon. All six are viable candidates. All six have a path to win the Democratic primary, but to be clear, some have a more narrow path than others. This is a very different kind of primary than what we've seen in recent cycles. It's reasonably certain that the county organization lines will be gone. They'll be replaced by office block ballots. We've had lineless primaries before, not since the 1980s and 1990s, but we've never had a primary without lines and without newspapers. So here's what that means. Candidates can't rely on free media. If voters are to know that there's a primary on June 10th, then it's going to be up to the candidates to tell them. And it's going to be up to the candidates to teach them their names and to convince them who and who not to vote for. So we should all begin to think about the totality of what we're looking at here. All six Democratic candidates will probably reach the full match, and that comes with a spending cap of $8.7 million for each campaign. I'll save you the trouble of doing the math in your head. That's $52.2 million. Only on the Democratic side. We're not even talking about the Republicans yet. And hard money is the great equalizer. All six candidates will probably spend about the same. Some are going to do it more efficiently than others, but they'll spend about the same. So this campaign can be won or lost on soft money. And that's what we should be watching. Fulop's Super PAC had over $9.5 million cash on hand. Sherrill raised $1.7 million. She's just getting started. Sean Spiller, through the New Jersey Education Association, is already spending heavily. His numbers can surpass some of the others. The building trades unions can back Steve Sweeney with seven-figure checks. And then there's Josh Gottheimer, and he's the human fundraising machine. And just a handful of mega donors and transfers from his congressional campaign, Gottheimer will have piles and piles of money. So in totality, the race for the Democratic nomination could easily hit a price tag of $75 million to $100 million. Super PACs are going to determine who the Democratic nominee will be. And we won't know what that really means for this race until we know how much soft money each candidate procures. Then we'll have a better idea of who will win the Democratic nomination. That's all I have for this morning. I'll be back tomorrow, and thanks for listening.